弟兄姊妹平安。
Good morning and peace be with you all.
我们今天讲到的题目是十字架上的得胜。
So today I'll be sharing with the victor, a victory at the cross.
我们今天分享的经文呢是约翰福音的十九章十七到三十节。
Yeah, we'll be sharing the Bible verse, the John chapter 19, verses 17 to 30.
在开始讲到之前呢，给大家看一张我年轻时候的照片，大家想看吗
？Do you guys want to see my picture once I was young？
这张照片呢是拍摄于2008年的，可能是五月底或者六月初。
That's the picture from 2008, around May time. Can you see it？
我是在中间最后的那个成年人，其他都是青少年。
So I'm the only adult among all the children.
大家能看到那个背景吗？背景其实是一所小学地震后的这个垮塌的废墟。
So this, the background is the where that after the earthquake and those all destroyed the area.
那我提到2008年5月份，大家能够想到这个拍摄在什么地方吗？
So you probably know where the picture was taken. And this is for 2008 in May.
有人问我说是你这个活了半辈子，你最自豪的时刻是什么时候？
So the people ask me that after all this, your half life, what is the most important moment that you have?
I'm most proud of.
The most proud of moment that you have.
我想说的是，我在这个汶川地震之后，可能第二个星期就作为志愿者去到灾区做一些心理急救的工作。
So the most proud of things is that after the second week after the earthquake, I volunteered to went to Wenchuan to be a volunteer to help.
我其实不太经常提起这段经历。
I haven't suddenly mentioned this experience.
现在已经过去了将近有二十年的时间了。
So this 20 plus years has passed.
但是每当我提到这段经历，特别是之前的很多年，发生这个事情发生不久的那个时候，我每次提到，我就会眼泪就会使劲的往下流。
So that in the past, every time that when I mentioned about this event, that I always, I feel sad, usually I sobbed about it.
后来我跟一个这个主内在医学方面很有经验的一个姊妹聊的时候，她说这是 PTSD 的典型症状。
So one time, then I was talking to a medical a nurse, and then she told me that I had this PTSD, post-traumatic syndrome, that's the syndrome.
这段经历呢，让我好像变得突然一下变得更成熟、更深刻了。
So from this experience, it matured me.
我觉得是我真正从一个青少年变成成年人的一个转折点。
It just become a turning point from the youth to an adult.
具体的细节我就不讲了，我所经历到的死亡痛苦创伤。
So that I'm not going to mention, to get into detail about the death, the injury, and also the traumatic experience.
但是我想分享的呢是一个广为流传的小故事。
But yet, I wanted to share this special story during that time.
就是在这个地震救灾的时候呢，抢险队他们在废墟里面挖到一个母亲的遗体，然后他怀中呢抱着一个还活着的婴孩。
So this event was during the rescue that somebody recovered the body of a mother who still carrying a baby in her bosom.
The baby is still alive.
But the baby is still, 孩子还是活的。
然后呢，我们找到这个妈妈有一个手机。
So the mom has this cell phone.
她在临死前呢，她 在手机上记录了这样一行文字。
And he recorded this voice on her cell phone.
他说：“亲爱的宝贝，如果你能活着，一定要记住我爱你。”
So the message was, "Dear baby, if you survive, remember I love you."
在这个灾难发生的时候呢，这个母亲她用她的身体去保护了这个新生的小 baby。
So during this earthquake.The mother used her body to protect her baby.
她甚至用她的生命呢去交换，让这个孩子能够活下来。
So that she exchanged her life for with her baby.
那么我们今天要分享的经文呢，我们看见耶稣他是怎么样在苦难中掌权的。
So today I'm going to share as how Jesus.His sovereignty rules during the suffering.
我们看耶稣他是怎么样用他的生命去交换换来我们的生命的。
And how Jesus exchanged his life for ours.
我们今天讲到的分成三个部分。
So I have a three point to share.
第一个部分呢是神的主权在苦难中掌权。
The first one is God's sovereignty rules in suffering.
第二部分呢是基督的成了改变一切。
And the second one is Christ's claim that I finished.
第三个部分呢是十字架呼召我们的回应。
And lastly is the cross calls for our response.
我们一起来读约翰福音十九章的十七节。
So let's read the Bible verse, John 19, verse 17.
耶稣背着自己的十字架出来，到了一个地方，名叫独楼地。耶和华希伯来话叫做哥哥他。
Carrying out his cross, he went out to the place of a skull, which is in Aramaic called the Golgotha.
到了约翰福音的第十九章呢，耶稣基督已经被捕，而且被鞭打，被羞辱。这个时候呢，在十七节。他作为一个犯人，他需要背着自己的刑具十字架，要从这个被审判的地方一直走到行刑的地方。
In chapter 19, that Jesus already been arrested, then also he is carrying out his cross, and that he's going through all the suffering.
他已经被这个鞭打的这个遍体鳞伤，血淋淋的，还要背着自己这个刑具，一直。
He been penalized with a bloody body, but yet he still have to carry the tool which is going to execute him.
这是完全是一个羞辱的过程。
And it is the humiliated process.
这个街道的两边呢，有很多的人群在那里聚集。
So there's a crowd on the both side of the street.
他们朝他扔垃圾，吐唾沫在他的身上。
They just throw things at him and even spit on him.
而这些人呢，很可能就是大概一个星期前，耶稣基督骑着驴驹融入圣城的时候，把自己的衣服脱下来铺在地上欢迎耶稣的那些人。
They may be even those who about a week ago then put on their clothes on the street and to welcome Jesus come in.To the Jerusalem.
那个时候呢，他们欢迎耶稣基督，像是欢迎一个犹太民族的政治军事领袖一样，大卫王的继承人一样去欢迎他。
So they welcome Jesus as the person just like a welcome King David, and they are just welcome him so much.
他们希望呢，耶稣基督能够带领这些以色列人，他们推翻罗马帝国的统治，能够恢复当年大卫王那个强盛的国家那个疆域。
So they expected that Jesus could overturn the Roman Empire, and so that they can be like those times that when King David was.
我总结呢，他们对于耶稣的期待是。Make Israel great again.
So they are probably wanted to make Israel great again.
但是这个时候呢，他们发现他们完全的失望了。
But yet at this moment, they are all disappointed.
他们发现这样一个他们寄予厚望的政治军事领袖，怎么居然这样软弱的就被捕，然后被鞭打成这个样子。
Then they didn't expect that this leader being arrested and being being persecuted, and then is about to get crucified.
所以他们吐唾沫在他的身上，丢东西在他的身上。
So they spit on him and throw the garbage on him.
第十八节，我们一起来读。
Verse 18.
他们就在那里钉他在十字架上，还有两个人和他一同钉着，一边一个，耶稣在中间。
There were there they crucified him, and with him the two others, one on each side, and Jesus in the middle.
在那个行刑的地方呢，已经预备好了三个十字架的那个位置。
So over there in the mountain, they already have a three pit ready for the cross.
然后呢，耶稣基督被钉在中间那个十字架，那个中间那个十字架本来不是为耶稣预备的。
So Jesus was crucified in the middle cross. That cross, that pit wasn't originally planned for Jesus.
中间那个十字架的位置本来是为一个叫做巴拉巴的一个臭名昭著的这样一个抢劫犯预备的。
So that pit was originally prepared for Barabbas, who was the robber.
但是呢，按照这个罗马帝国，特别在犹太地区呢，这样的有一个习俗，就是到了这个逾越节的那一天呢，犹太人可以这个来请求让罗马人释放一个死刑犯。
So, but there's a customary that during the Passover, the Jewish people can come to the Roman government to ask for one of the criminal to be released.
我们读这段经文的时候，我们发现这个罗马在当地的这个总督叫做比拉多，他其实有五次尝试想要释放耶稣，但是犹太领袖们都不愿意，都不肯。
So that as we read in the verse that the Pilate who was trying to release Jesus, he even tried five times, but yet the leader of the Jewish religion leader.Refused.
比拉多说按照习俗我可以释放一个犯人给你们，你们要我释放拿撒勒人耶稣吗？
So he always asked, he said, hey, through your customary that I can release one criminal, and do you want me to release Jesus?
不光是犹太的宗教领袖，这个犹太的这些众人他们都高声呼喊要释放巴拉巴，要钉死耶稣基督。
But yet the leader of the Jewish religion leader, and so does the crowdThey want Barabbas rather than Jesus.
所以我们说耶稣基督在十字架上他是代替罪人赴死的。这个在这个 literally 这个层面上，在这个字面的层面上也是成立的，他是代替巴拉巴上的十字架。
So that he is literally not only to die for the people, but including Barabbas.
而且他跟另外两个这个罪人一起被定，表明耶稣基督对于罪人的这样的深深的完全的认同，不是认同，是认同。在那个时候他就是罪人，而且是有史以来最大的罪人。
So that Jesus is not only died for the people, but he also acknowledged that he was dying with the people, the criminals.
父神呢把全人类的罪，耶稣基督那个时代的人的罪，他之前时代人的罪，他之后时代包括我们的罪，全都归在他一个人的身上，而他是完全无罪的这样一个神的羔羊。
And God the Father, that he just acknowledged all the sin before Jesus and during the Jesus time, as well as after, including our sin, all onto the Jesus on the cross.
我们一起来读十九节。
So verse 19.
比拉多又用牌子写了一个名号，安在十字架上，写的是犹太人的王，拿撒勒人耶稣。
So Pilate had a notice prepared and fastened to the cross.He read, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of Jews.
本来这个罗马人的这个总督这个比拉多，他在审讯耶稣的过程中，他没有发现任何耶稣有罪的地方。
Because the governor of the Roman cannot find any things that they can need to be crucified.
但是这些犹太的宗教领袖呢，就是一定说这个耶稣呢，他是要反叛，要反抗罗马人的统治，他是在政治上想要推翻这个罗马帝国在当地的统治的。
So the Jewish the leaders of the Jewish religion, they trying to convince the Roman government, saying that Jesus is trying to overturn the Roman Pope politically.
所以这个罗马人在钉耶稣十字架的时候呢，需要在他的上面写出他的罪名到底是什么，是偷盗啊，还是抢劫呀、啊，是什么？
So that when they crucify somebody, they also put in the name of the why they crucify that criminal.
但是耶稣明明没有犯罪，所以他们只好写了这个犹太人的王作为他的罪名。
Because Jesus did not commit any crime, so that he has nothing else to say but to say that Jesus of Nazareth, the King of Jews.
第二十节呢，我们一起来读。有许多犹太人念这名号，因为耶稣被钉十字架的地方与城相近，并且是用希伯来、罗马、希腊三样文字写的。
And many of Jews read this sign, and for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city. The sign was written in Aramaic, Latin, and Greek.
本来犹太的宗教领袖呢反对写这样的，说你应该写成他说他是犹太人的王，他不是真正的犹太人的王。
So the religious leader protest. They say, hey, you know, that's what he claimed, but he's not a king for us.
但是比拉多说，我写的已经写了，不能改了。
But the Pilate said, I have written.
而且有的神学家呢注意到，在这个地方呢，他是用三种文字，特别是。当时国际通行的希腊文、拉丁文也包括在内。
So at that time, the notice was written in the Aramaic and the Latin and also Greek.
本来呢，这是在迫害耶稣基督的这些人呢，他们写的耶稣基督的罪名，但是反倒呢变成了耶稣基督的一个宣告。
So even though they are accusing Jesus, but the accusation become the proclamation of Jesus.
而且呢，耶稣基督他不仅仅是这个希伯来人的主，而且是全人类的主。
So Jesus is not only the Lord of the Hebrews, but also for the whole human race.
第二十一节，我们一起来读。
So verse 21.
犹太人的祭司长就对比拉多说：“不要写犹太人的王，要写他自己说我是犹太人的王。”
The chief priests of the Jews protested to the Pilate that do not write the King of Jews, but that this man claimed to be the King of Jews.
比拉多说，我所写的我已经写上了。
Pilate answered, What I have written, I have written.
虽然这是一个从人的眼中来看是一个很负面的事情，但是神也来用这个实用来做出一个对全世界的宣告。
Even though the accusation was very negative, but yet God used the accusation to be a proclamation to the world.
第二十三节，我们一起来读。
Verse 23.
兵丁既然将耶稣钉在十字架上，就拿他的衣服分为四份，每兵一份，又拿他的礼衣。这件礼衣原来没有缝，是上下一片织成的。
When the soldier crucified Jesus, they took his clothes, dividing them into four shares, one of each of them. Then with the undergarment remained.
我们在这里看到呢，兵丁分他的衣服，原因是什么呢？
Now, why the soldiers dividing Jesus' garment?
就像我们有的时候，比方说在天主教的教堂，我们看到耶稣基督在十字架上的这个像。
So just like sometimes like when you go to some Catholic church, then you saw the image of the sculpture of Jesus to claim to be Jesus.
通常呢，耶稣基督的下身会有一块布挡在这里。
And always see a cloth that covered Jesus.
但事实上，耶稣当时被钉十字架，他是被剥得赤条条。血淋淋的被钉在十字架上。
But yet the fact is, as Jesus was crucified,He doesn't have a clothes on him, and he was so bleeding.
他是三位一体上帝的第二个位格，他是宇宙的创造主，他居然在十字架上忍受这样的羞辱和痛苦。
And he was the second person of a Trinity God, but yet he went through all this humiliation on the cross.
然后他的这个内衣呢是一片衣物织成的，所以这些兵丁呢不好去把它撕开，撕开就坏掉。
So the undergarment was one piece, so they cannot cut it to divide.
他们的就抓阄来看谁得着这个衣服。
So they taking lot to see who gets it.
他们就彼此说，我们不要撕开，只要拈阄看谁得着，这要应验经上的话，他们分了我的外衣，为我的里衣拈阄。兵丁果然做了这事。
So verse 24, let's not tear it. And they said to one another,Let's decide by lot who will get it. Then it happened that was a scripture might be fulfilled that says, They divided my clothes among them and cast lot of my garment.
这个引用的话呢是在旧约的诗篇里面，在可能上千年前就已经记述了这样的话，来预言耶稣基督他死的时候会有发生这样的情形。
So this fulfilledThe prophecy that is in the book of Psalms that may be so many years ago.
然后我们来到今天的第二个部分。
And the second point.
就是基督的成了改变一切。
And that is the crisis of the finished change everything.
第二十五节我们一起来读。
Now verse 25.
站在耶稣十字架旁边的有他母亲与他母亲的姐妹。并哥罗百的妻子玛利亚和摩大拉的玛利亚。
Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother, his mother's sister Mary, the wife of the Caleb, and Mary the Magdalene.
在这里呢，非常感人的就是有这样几位啊非常忠心的姊妹，她们按理说应该是很胆怯的、很胆小的。应该是逃避这样的事情的，结果在耶稣被钉十字架的时候呢，他们在底下去守望他。
So that is a really unexpected that there are a few sisters who we thought that may be they may be scared and to hide away, but yet they stood under the cross.
我在读神学院的时候呢，有一个男同学，一个很漂亮的一个白人小伙子。他说他在上中学的时候呢踢足球，他的妈妈呢就坐在这个场外离场边很近的位置。
So I have a classmate in the seminary. He said that when he was young, when he played soccer, his mom's always sitting by the sideline.
结果呢就在他离他妈妈可能一两米远的地方呢，他在那里带球，他是前锋，有对方的球员过来铲球。
So that, there was one moment that he was only a few yards in front of her mom, and that he was carrying the soccer, and about somebody trying to steal the ball away from him.
结果那个动作很大呢，一下子把他的这个小腿呢踢断了。
So that, as a result, then they broke his leg.
我就在想象他的妈妈离他可能就一米两米远，看到那个场景的时候，他的。心情是什么样子的
？So I just wonder how the mothers feel that because that happened just like a few yards from her.
然后我们看见耶稣基督被钉十字架的时候，他的妈妈就站在那个下面，眼睁睁地看着这一切。
So the during while Jesus was on the cross, his mother was just under the cross.
然后二十六节我们一起来读。
So verse 26.
耶稣见母亲和他所爱的那门徒站在旁边。就对他母亲说：“母亲，看你的儿子。”
So when Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son."
然后耶稣看见他母亲，还有这里特别提到呢，他所爱的那个门徒。
So over here it mentioned about the mother of Jesus as well as the disciple that Jesus loved.
这个门徒是谁
？Now who is this disciple?
非常有可能就是写约翰福音的作者约翰他自己。
So that's very likely is the author of this book, the book of John, that's John.
耶稣基督他知道他是神的儿子，他要来实现这个神最大的一个救赎的使命。
Jesus is the son of God. He knows he is fulfilling the salvation that for his mission.
但同时呢，他在人间他也是一个儿子，他也有儿子的责任。
But yet, he is also the son, and he has a responsibility on this earth.
到了最后他生命的这个时刻，他看着他这个年迈的母亲，他放心不下，他用这样的话呢，把他的母亲托付给这个约翰，他所爱的门徒。
So that during this very last moment, then he asked his disciple to take care of his mother.
就对他母亲说，母亲，看你的儿子，这是你的儿子，我不能够再继续尽孝，那么我把你托付给这个约翰，我的。
So that he know that his time is come to an end. He can no longer take care of his mother. So he just committed his mother to his loved disciple.
27节我们一起来读。
Verse 27.
又对那门徒说，看你的母亲，从此那门徒就接他到自己家里去了。
And to the disciple, here is your mother. From that time on, the disciple took her into his house.
这个时候呢，那个门徒没有什么问题问，也没有什么质疑，就很简单的就承担起耶稣基督对他母亲的这样的责任，就把他的母亲接到自己家里面，作为他的这个约翰的母亲去孝顺去供养。
So John just took the mother of Jesus home and just treat her as his own mother.
28节我们一起来读。
Verse 28.
这事以后，耶稣知道各样的事已经成了，为要使经上的话应验，就说我渴了。
And later, knowing that everything had now been finished, and so the scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, I'm thirsty.
耶稣的他的使命感呢特别的清晰。
And so Jesus has a really clear mission. It was a very clear mission-minded.
他知道他的时候还没有到，他知道他的时候到了，他现在也知道他的这个救赎的工作已经到了他的尾声。
So he many times he know his time is not come yet, but at this time he know his time has come.
然后他说我渴了。
And he said, I'm thirsty.
圣经在很多的地方呢，告诉我们耶稣他会饿。
So in the Bible, they recorded on many occasions Jesus was hungry.
他会累。
That he was tired.
他见到别人有痛苦的情景呢，他会哭。
And when he saw some situation, he even sobbed.
这时候他说他渴了。
So at this point, that he said he is thirsty.
很多人说耶稣他是神的儿子，他上十字架可能只是作秀，他没有经历真实的痛苦。
So some people were saying that Jesus is Son of God, so he did not really suffer while he was on the cross.
但是耶稣他道成肉身，他降生在马槽中的时候，他就是百分之百的一个人。
So as Jesus was born in the manger, then he was 100% human.
他的鞭伤，他受的羞辱，他在十字架上那样的痛苦的缓慢的死亡，都是很真实很真实的。
And all the persecution, all the suffering, this is all real to him.
这时候他说我渴了。
And this time he said, I'm thirst.
希伯来书四章十五节这里说，因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
As mentioned in the book of Hebrew chapter 4, that said, for we do not have the high priest who is unable to empathize with our weakness, but we have one who has been attempted in every way, just as we are. Yet he did not sin.
这个创造宇宙万物、圣洁公义的神
，the God who created the whole universe and is most holy,
和我们这样软弱有限。远离他犯罪的人
，and versus the people like us who are sinful man，
中间的差距啊，太远太远了。
The gap in between those two are so huge。
靠着我们人自己的努力，我们没有办法解决我们这样的问题。
So that's why that we cannot resolve our own sin。
我们没有办法修复跟神的关系。
There's no way we can reconcile with the Holy God.
在神这个众多的美好的属性里面呢，有两点很重要。
So about God's nature, there's two things is very important.
第一个是他的爱。
The one is his love.
第二个是他的公义。
The second one is his just.
如果神他是只是爱，他没有公义的话，他可以说这些罪人就当你们这个没有犯过罪，我就完全的赦免你们，这个很轻易的一件事情。
And so that Jesus, if he just have a love, then he can easily to say, I forgive all your sins.
如果神只有公义没有爱，他说你们犯了罪，理当是受到刑罚的，那你们全都灭亡好了。
So or because he's just, so that he can just say that you are all sinful people need to be perished.
然后神的爱和他的公义只在一点上有一个交叉点。
But yet, at this point, there's one common, the common point that was just as well as the love.
然后这个超越的伟大的神，圣洁公义的神，和我们有限的有罪的人也只有一个连接的桥梁。
So there is only one bridge between the holy God and also the sinful man.
那就是神他自己道成肉身，变成一个人，取了人的形象，百分之百是人，有一切的软弱和痛苦。
So that is the God just took the form of a human being, and he is become 100% human and come to this world.
希伯来书四章这里说，只是他没有犯罪。
But over here in the book of Hebrew, they say that, but he through the old temptation, but yet he never sinned.
然后就像他代替了巴拉巴钉在十字架上一样，他代替了全人类的罪，接受了这样的刑罚。
So just like Barabbas, that on the cross, that he just took all this accusation that on the cross.
这个时候呢，神的公义和爱就能够同时被满足了。
So and this is the domain that the common point that Jesus just satisfied the just of God as well as the love of God.
作为神和人中间唯一的连接点，那么他我们全人类跟着他一起死亡，一起埋葬，然后又一起复活，就恢复了跟神之间的关系。
So this common point became the turning point for the human that we all die with Christ and we resurrected with Christ.
我们一起来读二十九节。
Verse 29.
有一个器皿盛满了醋，放在那里，他们就拿海绵蘸满了醋，绑在牛膝草上，送到他口。
And a jar of wine vinegar was there. So they soaked a sponge in it and put a sponge on the stalk of a hyssop plant and lift it up to Jesus' lip.
钉他十字架的这些罗马兵丁呢，有的时候好像也有一点点同情心。
So that we can see that even this the Roman soldiers, sometimes they do have this compassion.
耶稣说他渴了。
When they heard Jesus saying that he was athirst,
刚好那里有一个器皿呢，盛满了不是我们调味用的那个醋，而是一种深度发酵的葡萄酒。
But at that point they do have a jar of vinegar. That vinegar is not something that we use for cooking, but that was the fermented wine.
可能是那些兵丁他们自己口渴的时候想要喝一点的，但是这个时候呢，他们蘸了一点，绑在牛膝草上，送给耶稣润润他的这个嘴唇。
So this jar of vinegar or wine that they probably prepare for themselves when they are thirsty, but yet they use this hyssop plant to with a sponge and to give it to Jesus.
有的神学家呢注意到，在这里呢用的这个草呢是牛膝草。
So over here, this hyssop is they are using a bunch of hyssop.
然后呢，就跟我们在出埃及记里面那个逾越节一开始设立的时候，所用来在门框上涂血的这个草牛膝草联系在一起了。
So this hyssop is the plant that during the Exodus that the Israel people use it to dip in the blood to cover the door.
在以色列人从这个四百年的奴役中要出来被解救的时候呢，神特别的设立了这样一个用羊羔的血来涂在门框上，这样这个死亡就不临到这一家的这样的一个特别的环节。
So that this is what God prepared that asked them to use a hyssop plant to dip the blood on their doorsteps. So that they the angel of death will pass over.
这个 节日呢，后来变成了逾越节。对于以色列人来说，这一年中最重要的宗教节日。
So that's why the Jewish people they observe this particular day because it's the most important overpass celebration.
他们每一年都过这样的节，已经可能有一千多年了，但他们不知道，这个完全是为这一天耶稣基督上十字架做的预备准备。
But yet they do not know these things had happened as a 20, about 1,000 years ago was prepared for this Jesus the death on the cross.
一只这个洁白的没有罪的羔羊，为什么他的死可以代替这个全家人他们要面对的这样的死亡的
？Why this lamb, the blood of a lamb can save the family that who are the sinful people?
神呢用一千多年的时间呢预备人的心，要知道神会最后最终呢赐下这样一个无罪的羔羊，替全人类付上罪的代价。
So that's why Jesus, God was prepared for the, about the past 1,000 years before Jesus that he will prepare this lamp for the human.
第三十节我们一起来读。耶稣尝了那醋就说成了。
And when Jesus had received the drink, Jesus said,It is finished.
耶稣他的这个知道他的使命呢，快要到了结束的时候，快要到了完成的时候。
So Jesus knows his time is coming, that it's about the time to die.
然后他最后说的这个话呢，是什么话
？So what he said?
他没有说完了。
He didn't say it's done.
他没有说死了。
He said, I'm dying.
他说的不是一个这个失败的叹息。
And his last words was not a negative side about his death.
他说的这个成了呢，是对胜利的宣告。
But yet he is, and this word is a proclamation to the death.
这个希腊文的词呢，在这里，有的神学家说呢，这个是在希腊的奥林匹克的传统里面这个跑步冠军冲过终点线去欢呼的一个词。
So some of the scholar was saying that this is the same words they used during the Olympic when they finished the line, when they reached to the final line.
有的人说呢，是在这个法庭上，这个一个欠债的人，他把所有的这个负债全部还清以后，法官说的这样的一个词。
And as well as this is the words that the judge was proclaimed.That when somebody pays off all the sinful debt.
那么我们在这里能够学到什么样的功课呢
？So what can we learn from it?
第一个是，在以弗所书二章八到九节，这里说：“你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的；也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。”
So that just like in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, it says, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith."And that this is not from yourself, and it is the gift of God, not by word, but so that no one can boast.
就是耶稣在这里说的是成了，完成了，成功了。
So Jesus over here proclaimed that he is done, is finished.
他不是说已经一半完成了。
He did not say it's almost done.
那么我们的救恩完全是在耶稣基督他所做的这样的事情上面。
So our salvation is all based on what Jesus has done.
我们成为基督徒之后，我们需要有好的行为，我们需要去服侍，但是这些呢，不是用行为去工作去赢得我们的救恩。
So that as we've been saved, we are even though it is normal that for us to serve to labor for God.But we do not use labor to earn our salvation.
这个经文呢，对于五百年前宗教改革呢也特别的重要。
And this is very important about 500 years ago when during the evolution of the Christianity.
那个时候呢，这些宗教改革家呢，他们说不需要像天主教会说的，你要去朝圣啊，你要去奉献呀，你要去买赎罪券呀，你才能够得救。这些工作都不需要做，耶稣基督已经完成了。
So that's why 500 years ago, when also those reformers, they saying that when our salvation is no longer based on whether you go to the church or you whether you have to buy this ticket to redeem your sin or to do whatever, but yet all the salvation is already done.
第二点我学到呢，就是很多弟兄姐妹，我们信主之后，好像一直还是活在，哎呀，我是个罪人那样的罪疚感里面。
So often I see the people that they are really being saved, but yet they still have so much self-guilt. They are still living as a sinner.
这种罪疚感，这种负罪感是很不健康的。
So this self-guilt is not health for your spiritual growth.
因为耶稣基督他已经把这个救恩的工作做完成了。
Because Jesus has already done all the salvation needed for you.
如果你还活在这种罪疚感里面，那么耶稣基督就好像没有从十字架上下来一样，一直定在那里。
So that if you still bothered by your self-guilt,And then just like you are saying that Jesus still on the cross hasn't come down yet.
使徒保罗在后来他的书信里面曾经这样说，说你们要喜乐，我再说你们要喜乐。
So Apostle Paul, in his writing, he said you need to be surprisingly joyful. And I said again, be joyful.
对，我们一起来读约翰福音十九章三十节的下半节。
So that's chapter 19, verse 30.
便低下头，将灵魂交付神了。
With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
耶稣基督他是主动的奉献他自己的生命。
Jesus was initiated to give his life for us.
就像我说，那个他们这些兵丁把他从克西马尼园绑起来带走的时候，那个绳索根本捆不住耶稣的。
So that as Jesus was being taken by in the Garden of Gethsemane, that the rope just cannot really to bind Jesus.
他是神的儿子，他能够让瘸子起来行走，让瞎子得看见，甚至是让死人复活。
And he is the Son of God. He can let the lame to walk. He can and let the dumb to speak. And also he can raise the people from the dead.
这次在十字架上，那三颗钉子也没有办法把他局限在那里。
So the three nail on the cross cannot really to pin him down on the cross.
把他留在十字架上的是他对我们深深的爱。
But the reason he's on the cross is that they express his love for us.
在这个好多章之前呢，约翰福音十章十八节，耶稣呢就曾经这样说。
So that in the book of John chapter 10 verse 18, Jesus said,
没有人夺我的命去，是我自己舍的。
And,
我有权柄舍了，也有权柄取回来。
And no one take it from me, but I laid it down of my own accord, and I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up.
我们来到今天讲到的第三个部分。
So on the thirdly,
就是十字架呼召我们的回应。
Then the third is what the call from the cross for us.
哥林多后书六章二节这里说，因为他说在悦纳的时候。我应允了你，在拯救的日子，我搭救了你。看哪、啊，现在正是悦纳的时候，现在正是拯救的日子。
And for he says, in the time of my favor, I hear you, and in the day of salvation, I helped you.
我们第一个回应应该是认罪悔改。
So what our response? The first response is to repent ours from our sin.
在这个耶稣基督他的十字架的两边各定了两个强盗。
And besides Jesus on the cross, there were two criminals beside him.
在平行的经文，这个路加福音二十三章四十二节，有一个强盗说：“耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。”
So in the book of Luke, he recorded that the criminal said that Jesus, remember me when you came into your kingdom.
这个罪犯，这个跟耶稣一同被钉十字架的，他这一句话。表明出他对耶稣的信心，我相信他那个时刻已经归入基督，已经得救了。
So I know that I'm confident that when this criminal made such a statement, he already been saved.
我们要像这个人简单的信心一样，我们要及时的要悔改。
So that we need to be like this criminal that just simply to repent.
第二个回应是我们要背起。自己的十字架。
And the second thing is that our second response is that we need to carry our cross.
在平行的经文，在马太福音十六章二十四节，其实那是在之前的时候，耶稣对他的门徒说。
So according to the Matthew chapter 16, that was the Jesus said to his disciple before this crucifixion.
于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Then Jesus said to his disciple, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up his cross, their cross and follow me.
耶稣在讲这个话的时候，他已经知道后来他要被剥光衣服，被鞭打的遍体鳞伤，要背着他自己的十字架，这样的刑具从审判的地方一直走到刑场。
So that Jesus, when he said this, make this statement, he knew that he in the near future that he will be persecuted and he will be stripped and carry his cross from the palace or court to the mountain.
如果我们看不同的翻译的版本，第一个跟从我，其实那里说的是若有人要做我的门徒。
So in the original words is that if you want to follow me, that implies that if you want to be my disciple.
我们说我们是基督徒，基督徒的意思就是基督的门徒。
So what is a Christian? Christian is a disciple of Christ.
那么如果我们要做基督徒，我们就要舍己，要背起我们自己的十字架来跟随耶稣，就是耶稣走过的路，我们跟在他后面走同样的路。
So that what to be a Christian? The Christian is to be disciple of God, of Jesus, to follow his footstep.
那么来到教会，我们信主跟随耶稣，不是一个很轻松很享福的一个过程。
So actually to be a Christian is not something that you enjoy your life.
从某种意义上，从属灵的意义上，是一个享福的过程。
So in the spiritual sense, yes, you enjoy the spiritual blessing.
但是很多时候呢，我们需要背着十字架来走耶稣所走过的路。
But yet we need to carry our cross to follow Jesus.
那么我给大家一个很实用的一个挑战。
So let me give you a challenge.
你的十字架是什么？
What is your cross?
可能是放弃某个不好的习惯。
Maybe that's something that you have to give up one of your habits.
可能是要饶恕一个伤害过你的人。
Maybe to forgive somebody who has hurt you.
也可能是在你的工作场所中为主做见证。
And maybe that's something that you to testify for the Lord for your work.
那么第三个回应呢，是要传扬十字架。
And the third response to proclaim the gospel.
耶稣基督呢，为我们上了十字架，我们是这个十字架的见证人。
So Jesus died for us on the cross, so we are the witness of the cross.
我们要向世界来宣告这个救赎的大能。
We need to make a proclamation of the power of Christ.
让别人知道你所经历的耶稣是怎么样的一个主。
So that people will know that how you experience Christ.
简单的讲一个故事，你的人生之前不认识主是怎么样的，认识主之后又变成什么样的。
And you need to prepare a story to tell people that what happened before you know Christ and after you know Jesus.
我们下个星期呢会有一个中国新年的活动，会邀请很多的朋友来。
So next week that we have a Chinese celebration, a New Year celebration, that you have an opportunity to invite your friends.
我们在座的每一个人能不能够去邀请另外一个朋友来跟他讲一讲耶稣基督是怎么样的人。
And can you just ask your friend to testify for the Lord?
在哥林多前书二章二节这里讲，因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
And for I resolved to know nothing while I was with you, except Jesus Christ and him the crucified.
很多人在向别人传讲我们的信仰的时候呢，
A lot of times people try to spread the gospel.
很多时候会讲爱啊，包容啊，关怀啊。
So there are a lot of times focus the love,and caring and those kind of things.
这些都很好。
Which is good.
但是很多时候呢，我们会去回避，有意的回避，无意的回避这个人的罪的问题，跟神的关系破裂的问题，还有耶稣基督他的十字架。
And but yet many times we ignored not to talk about the sin and or talk about why we need God and also this and the cross of Jesus.
但是有史以来呢，最伟大的这个宣教士保罗，他说他所讲的就是最核心的福音的内容，只知道耶稣基督和他的被钉十字架的刑罚。
So like Apostle Paul, he said, all I preach is the crucified, the Jesus and his salvation.
第四个回应呢， 我们需要活出新的生命。
And the fourth response is that we need to live out this new life.
耶稣基督说成了。
And Jesus claimed that it's finished.
他的这个，他付上那样代价，那样大代价的工作已经完成了。那么对我们有什么样影响呢？
And that Jesus has paid it all, and he has finished the work. What does that mean to us?
在哥林多后书五章十七节，这里保罗说：“若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。”
In the book of Corinthians, that it says that therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here.
这是一件多么奇妙、多么美好的事情！
That's what a wonderful proclamation that is.
那么你能不能够改变一个不荣耀神的习惯，让你的生命证明这个神成了的大能？
Can you work on the one habit that may not glorify God so to demonstrate the resurrection power of Christ?
那我们总结一下今天所提到的三个要点。
So let's summarize what we've been sharing.
我们看到神的主权。
The first one, we talk about God's sovereignty.
在最黑暗的时刻，神依然掌权。
God's sovereignty still remains in the most difficult time.
我们学到基督的成了。
Now we know that Jesus was proclaimed that everything is finished.
神给我们的救恩是完全的成就了，无需我们再做任何的工作，再去添加在上面。
There's nothing that you can add to the salvation because Jesus already finished.
还有我们要有回应，我们需要悔改，需要背我们的十字架，要传福音，还要活出新的生命来。
And the thirdly, we have to respond to by through repentance and to carry our own cross and to proclaim the gospel.
到了最后呢，我们一起来背诵一节经文。
So let's memorize this Bible verse.
我们一起来读约翰福音的十九章三十节，我们读三遍。三遍之后有考试。
Let's read the Bible verse, John 19, verse 30, and we'll read three times.
耶稣尝了那醋，就说成了，便低下头，将灵魂交付神了。耶稣尝了那醋，就说成了，便低下头，将灵魂交付神了。耶稣尝了那醋，就说成了，便低下头，将灵魂交付神了。大家背下了吗？请向旁边的人背诵出来。
So let's recite it to you, the people sitting next to you. 就是尝了那醋，就是说成了，便低下头，将灵魂交付了神。还没有背好的举手。Those people who do not have not memorized, please raise your hands.
大家背得很快，那我们一起来低头做一个结束的祷告。
Okay, that's great. Let's pray together.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵保惠师。
Heavenly Father, the Lord Jesus, and the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢你赐给我们这样美好的经文。
We thank you for this wonderful words.
我们更感谢你为我们所做的这样的伟大的救赎的工作。
And we thank you for such a wonderful salvation you have finished for us.
我们得救不在乎我们是怎样的人，不在乎我们做了什么。
And you did not care who, what kind of person we were, and also what we have done.
你告诉我们，只要回转，只要相信，我们就能够得救。
But you said that as long as we repent and we turn around, then we'll be saved.
有的时候我们觉得没有办法相信，这个太简单，太容易了。
Sometimes we just cannot fathom that salvation is such easy and such a great gift.
但是原因是那最难的部分你都已经做完了，你说成了。
But the key is that you have already finished the most difficult part.
因为我们受羞辱、受鞭伤，被钉死在十字架上。
Is it because you have been humiliated, been punished, and died on the cross?
你让我们跟你一同受死，一同埋葬，也跟着你一同复活。
So that you enable us to die on the cross with you, to be buried and to resurrected with you.
主要感谢你，让我们在你的里面开始这样全新的生命。
So Lord, we just pray that you give us this new life in you.
主要谢谢你，孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.